EMZT Radio is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audio download and a free 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/EMZT. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
In the box.
I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm just gonna bash your brains in.
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Hi, I'm Chucky. Wanna play?
Oh, no tears, please. It's a waste of good suffering.
You're staying. This isn't a democracy anymore.
This is now the United States of
EMZT Radio.
They mostly come at night. Mostly.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of EMZT Radio. I am the infamous one, as per usual, coming to you. Now, Bane is not going to be on the podcast this week because she is a little under the weather. Of course, I had my bout with the flu last week. She's got her bout with the flu this week, so there you go. but anyways, what do we have in store for you? We got a lot of fun stuff ahead. Today on the podcast, going to be a short podcast, but there's going to be a lot to go over in this podcast. So just sit back, relax, enjoy. Hopefully you'll have some fun. Enjoy some music while you're at it and just enjoy life. Okay, because that's what it's all about, you know, or some garbage like that. You know, I know that's how you do the hokey pokey because, you know, that's what it's all about and all that. But, you know. It is what it is. Anyways, so we do have some interesting things to talk about this week. Got some short films to talk about. We'll hear about projects from Mr. Alex Fernandez. And John Shelton's got a new project out as well. Got a few new videos to talk about. Vupes has an update as far as fundraising goes. And I got a couple other nice promotions to deal with this week. So you're going to be interesting Maldegan promotions, or productions, I should say, sent in lock-in, and you'll be interested to know what that's all about. Other than that, hopefully you'll enjoy the music. So let's spin some tunes right now. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Headstone and lie inside the grave, skip into the cemetery, let the morning come.
check out what's going on in the box office right now. Thor in his second week, $56.6 million, leading the way. Of course, it was down 59%. Total gross now up to $211.5 million. Murder on the Orient Express came out this week, 28.2. That's good enough for third place. Jigsaw goes to fifth place, goes down two spots. Way the revenue went way down on that, $3.4 million. And it's now at $34.3 million. Of course, you know, these horror movies, they go a little bit away after October ends. Tyler Perry's Boo 2, A Madea Halloween, is still going strong. $2 million, now up to $45 million after 4 weeks in the box office. Blade Runner 2049, still not doing so well. $1.4 million, 6 weeks now. A total of $88 million. I don't think that thing has even made back its expenses yet. Happy Death Day has made back their expenses. I know that much. $1.3 million are now up to $54.9 million after 5 weeks on the box office. So that is where the box office report looks. We'll take a look at the television right after this.
Hello, horror fans. My name is Douglas McCambridge, and along with my co-host Jamie Lorello, we run a podcast called Good Times, Great Movies, where we review movies from the craziest decade, the 1980s. In October, we do horror movies and horror movies alone, so we're reaching out to you, the listener slash horror fan, to recommend movies you want to hear us talk about. Tweet to us at GTGMcast. Find us on Facebook, listen to the podcast, Good Times, Great Movies. Let us know what horror movies from that decade you want us to talk about. If we choose yours, you win a prize. It'll be something awesome. Blu-rays. That's what I'm going to say. All right, hope to hear from you.
All right, looking through the television results as promised, The Walking Dead leads the way, 5.6 in the Nielsen ratings. American Horror Story goes into fourth place after a couple of NFL games. American Horror Story Cult on FX, 1.8. It's actually way up from last week. Talking Dead still at a 1.5. And looking down the list here, trying to find a few more horror shows, it doesn't look like there's much left. Of course, those are the cable rankings for the week. Let's see here if we can't turn to... No, we don't have that. But now you see what we're talking with. Walking Dead just takes it out. 12 million viewers this week. They gained 3 million viewers. So things are definitely picking up on The Walking Dead. The Talking Dead only up or only at 3 million viewers right now. They've only picked up 502,000. American Horror Story Cult is at 3.4 million viewers, but they've picked up over a million viewers, almost 2 million viewers in the last week. So again, things are picking up a little bit for American Horror Story Cult. A lot of people were not too thrilled with this season, especially when everybody said it was going to be, you know, very heavily tied into the election and we're all election fatigued. So, you know, just take a look at that and... Well, let's see what happens next week. Walking Dead and American Horror Story Cult definitely leading the way when it comes to horror on the TV.
Thank you.
cool documentary to check out from John Shelton. For the Love of Godzilla is his documentary, and it's, if you are a fan of Godzilla, Mothra, you name it, it is going, it is good. I've already seen it, and it is pretty good. You need to go check this one out right here on YouTube. John always puts out some good stuff, and just go check this one out, especially, like I said, especially if you're a fan of Godzilla and all the monster movies back in the day coming out of Japan. I think it's absolutely awesome. So check that one out. Also, check out Mr. Shelton TV. He's got a new thing out talking about domestic abuse. And obviously, you know, we need to definitely stop that. And there's also a tribute to, unfortunately, Chuck Mosley over the weekend died as well. To check out his tribute as well. But head on over, Mr. Shelton TV is where you need to go on YouTube to check him out, and I think you're going to like the documentary.
The show that puts the story back into history.
History is all about discovering the why, and I think that in that process, it's important to never take the story out of history.
Making history come alive, one episode at a time.
But this is a podcast on the American Revolution for this series, and all about a free country, so do whatever the hell you want.
Visit themondayamerican.com to get more. Dive into the Monday American. Don't worry, we'll be gentle.
Got a cool project to tell you about on Indiegogo right now. Locked In is a twisted and ambitious psychological horror film from award-winning director and writer Malcolm Deegan. After successfully releasing his debut on multiple video-on-demand platforms as well as DVD and Blu-ray, Malcolm is now set about producing a follow-up project. It's set in the a murky world of murder and deception. It follows the story of Robert O'Rourke, a recluse and amnesiac who lives the life of a hermit, constantly at odds with the world around him. With his mind an unreliable guide, Robert sets out to reclaim his life, and soon he will awaken into a nightmare that is very real and will change him forever. And you can definitely check this one out over at Indiegogo.com. Also, check it out at maldegan.com/lockedinmovie. And you can always find these links in the show notes. But this one definitely looks like a lot of fun. I noticed the marketing posters are out a little bit, like this, talking about the Blackwell Slasher. And of course, you can always find them on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. We'll have all of those links in the show notes. Well, it seems like anthology movies are all the rage today, and of course there is a new one out right now, Roger Sampson's Forces of Horror Anthology Volume 1. And of course, they did die out for a little bit, ABCs of Death, and there was a second one, that ABCs of Death 2 didn't really do so well, which I thought ABCs of Death 2 was a lot better. But horror fans, we love our anthologies because we get about 4 or 5 mini movies wrapped up in one title. So it's basically about, 2 weeks worth of movies for one low price. Well, in 2018, looks like video on demand and Amazon catalogs. The question becomes, which movie do you buy when browsing a dozen or more horror compilations? Well, Forces of Horror Anthology Volume 1 is comprised of 4 segments: Revelations, The Jones, Rawhead, and The Origin of Species, as well as a wraparound story, Libby. Faces of Horror Anthology Volume 1 was an effort to put into production by writer, director, and producer Roger Sampson. He was joined in this endeavor by fellow producers Marie Adler, Misty Fields, Sherry Davis, and Chris Young. Aaron Sparks also served as producer, as well as co-writer on certain segments and the cinematographer. Sampson also edited the feature along with Michael D. Head. Forces of Horror Anthology Volume 1 is made up of a small cast, many of whom reoccur in each short. Gracie Whitten from Scary Movie 5 and The Son That Dreaded Sundown. I think it's supposed to be The Talent Dreaded Sundown. Lance Eichert from Dallas and Salem. Sherry Davis from Blood Sombrero Until Death. Joy Lee, Stacy Lee, Amanda Marie, Jason White, Crystal White, etc., etc. As for being such a young lady, Gracie Wilton has done a superb job in the leading the movie. So check this one out. It's Faces of Anthology Volume 1. It's going to have a massive appeal to you horror fans, coming out soon.
Hey everyone, this is Beaumont Bob from Bunny with Bobcat. You can listen to me live every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern at sfdradio.com, where I'm bringing you the best of the worst in cheap booze, talking bum wine, beers, 40s, malt liquor, and more. Always featuring the latest and greatest in the world of drinking and entertainment, along with some special guests. So come on down and take a ride with Bumwine Bob. If you can't be there live, you can always listen in the archives at bumwinebob.com. So sit back, relax, grab a drink, and enjoy. Cheers.
Our good friend Alex Fernandez, who has done some outstanding work, a matter of fact, now big-time award winner, has brought another project to the table, and this one we're definitely going to help out with, and we hope you do too. He's doing this one on Kickstarter, so obviously it's an all or nothing project. He needs $50,000 here in the next month. I think we can help him get to that, can't we? Well, it's called Aurora Chronicles of a Hero. It's Lori Walker is a 22-year-old CEO of her family-owned multinational Los Angeles-based corporation, and she appears in her daily work life to be your standard successful female business leader, but in fact, she's hiding a deep secret. Lori was born different, very different. She has special powers. As a child, they were alien to her and frightened her. She ignored them, but as she grew, so did her powers, until she was forced to confront them and eventually gain mastery and control. Now she finds herself poised to defend her birthplace, known to all as the City of Angels. Los Angeles has become the stage for evildoers committing horrific crime and creating chaos. Those criminals are hell-bent on destroying the city. Against Lori are gangs of criminals with their own inherent superpowers being used to cause the harm of the citizens of L.A. and gain power and prestige. So basically, Lori is going to be a superhero here, and I think you're going to like this. Alex always puts out some very, very high quality work. And Carol DuPont has already signed up to play Dollface, the main villain of this series. So check this one out. And if you haven't seen anything by Alex, and I'm telling you to do this first. Go to Dawn or Body Jumpers and go watch a couple of those. And then by the time you get right around to the Kickstarter, I'm telling you, get a couple episodes in either one of those series. And I guarantee you, yes, you heard me right, guarantee you that you will enjoy this series. You'll enjoy this show, and then you will be ready to give as much as you want to Alex for this, because this is going to be a very special project. We're going to back it here. And, you know, every dollar counts, as he likes to say. So you can get down there. You can pledge $1. $10, you get a digital comic book. For $25, you get access to a donors-only group. At $40, you get a Blu-ray. $50, you get a T-shirt. At $100, you get the hoodie and the matching cap. An autographed script at $500. You're actually be able to be in the show at $1,000. $2,000, you get a walk-on role. At $5,000, you'll actually get to own one of the prompts, and at $10,000, it's a co-producer plus IMDb credit. So check this one out. I think you're going to like this. Alex is just starting this, and right now he's only at $700, but there's still plenty of time left on this one. So definitely check this one out. You got till about December the 11th. To go ahead and donate. But like I said, head on over, go watch Body Jumpers, go watch Dawn, and then I guarantee you, you will have absolutely no problems handing over a lot of money for this project, because we definitely believe in this. like we got a good one coming out this Friday, the 17th. Terror Films suggests you take the scenic route with their new thriller called Death on Scenic Drive. This horrifying film will be available on Friday, November the 17th, on multiple digital platforms. This genre distributor is sharing the official poster, trailer, and several stills ahead of the film's release. The story follows a young woman named Larissa who takes a house-sitting job in the secluded, snow-covered countryside. What she expects to be a simple, relaxing job soon takes a dark and twisted turn. While exploring the property, I should say, she discovers a lot of disturbing drawings that include illustrations of satanic symbols, which leads to the appearance of an entity that haunts the property. Its goal is to transform Larissa into death itself. Gabriel Carter directs this one in the House of Flies fame. Rye Barrett is one of the stars. Stephanie Ash, Brianna Lemaire, Faith Singleton, and Amanda Lemaire are all in this. Also, Death on Scenic Drive was an official selection at the Dead Fest International Genre Film Festival in Canada, the Lund Film Festival, or Lund International Fantastic Film Festival in Sweden, Hardline International Film Festival in Germany, and the Fearton in Mexico. The film will be out a little bit later this week. I can't wait to see this one. This one's, again, it's called Death on Scenic Drive.
You love midnight movies, don't you? But can you handle midnight movies 24 hours a day?
Your death will be indescribable.
Find out on Black Flag TV. The first viral television on the web. Black Flag TV is entirely dedicated to haunting horror, science fiction, and cult movies. Broadcasting live, 24 hours a day, obscure independent movies and classic horror. Make Black Flag TV your sanctuary for the horror genre.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Visit us now, blackflag.tv.
Well, that's going to wrap things up for EMZT Radio this week. The infamous one here doing it the solo way. Of course, I want to thank all everybody who's listening right now. I want to thank all of our friends in the Podern family that retweet us every week, and we retweet them. Please go check out their podcasts as well. Definitely support the community of podcasters. Too many here to mention, but thank you all of you. Hopefully soon we'll have more podcasts to promote. You noticed, I think, lately that we've been promoting a lot of podcasts on the show. Well, we do that out of the goodness of our heart because, you know what? We got a hell of a community here. So definitely check out anybody who's got a podcast and tweets out the Podern Family hashtag, please. By all means, go listen to their podcast, support them, buy shirts, you know the rest of the stuff. And speaking of shirts, head on over to our Teespring shop. We're going to have new items in there soon. There are two brand new secret designs that are coming any day now, as soon as I can get off my butt and actually finish doing them. Of course, you can check us out Facebook, Twitter. You can be our patron on Patreon, our YouTube page as well. There is more content than you can stake a shick at coming up very soon. Yes, I said stake a shick. And I meant to say shake a stick. But that's okay. We're going to make some new cliches up here soon. So anyways, check us out Twitter, Facebook. You know the drill by now. Blah, 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 blah. Hope you get better soon, Bane. I don't mind doing these things alone, but not every week. Anyways, I'm not taking a shot at Bane. She's sick. All right, just get better soon, Bane. All right, for Bane, who is ill and in the bed and sick and all that other throwing up fun stuff, I am the infamous one, and we are out of here.
Look at me, Damien. It's all for you.
Movies don't create psychos. Movies make psychos more creative.
Bad Rob. Bad Rob.